Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you're still with me, Asmawati Rahman. I will accompany you for about 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. We would like to present some programs started with news, commentary, and other soft information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, we begin the program with the news. Stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and website at www.voinews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI, Voice of Indonesia. Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo wants ministries to push CAPEX. President Joko Widodo asks apparatuses to maintain post-election security stability. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo held a cabinet meeting to discuss the budget and indicative sailing for the 2020 state budget at the Bogor Palace on Monday, and it is continued on Tuesday. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo asked his ministries to increase their capital expenditures or CAPEX. As quoted by Tempo.co, the president, when opening the meeting on Tuesday, that he would like to continue with Indonesian government discussion about budget availability and initiative sailing. The president's main concern is to strengthen capital expenditure. He asks all ministries to push for budget spending and absorption to actuate the target. The president reminded that ministry's main focus in 2020 is human resources. Indonesian President Joko Widodo instructed the TNI Commander, National Police Chief, Head of the State Intelligence Agency, as well as ministries and heads of institutions to improve stability of security and order of post the 2019 election. This was conveyed by President Joko Widodo when opening a plenary cabinet meeting at the Presidential Palace Bogor, West Java on Tuesday. Nevertheless, the president said that the post-election disturbances in the community currently is a common thing in the implementation of Democratic Party, as long as it is not disturb public security and order. After the implementation of the 2019 presidential election, the public are confused by victory claims from various parties, even though the results of official calculations by the Election Commission or KPU had not been completed. President Joko Widodo asked the public to wait for the official announcement from the commission. The Indonesian Ulama Council, or MUI, has been quite vocal in its condemnation of the bomb blast that ripped through three churches and three luxury hotels in Sri Lanka. As quoted by Antara News Agency, MUI Deputy Chairman Zainud Tauhid in Jakarta on Monday explained that the bombings in Sri Lanka are a humanitarian tragedy, as the bomb blast took place at a time when Christians were celebrating their religious holidays. The several bombings across Sri Lanka will remain a stark page in the history of human life. At least 290 people lost their lives, while several hundred suffered injuries during a spate of bomb blasts striking luxury hotels and churches throughout Sri Lanka on Sunday at around 9 a.m. local time. Zainud Tauhid remarked that the Sri Lankan bombings had not links to any religion. He also emphasized that inhuman acts are not justified by religious teachings. Vice President Yusuf Kalla held a meeting with a number of Islamic figures in his state official residence on Jalan Diponegoro, Central Jakarta on Monday. As quoted by Tempo.co, during the session, they canvassed short-term plans to deal with issues arising post the presidential election. One of the plans was a reconciliation effort between the two presidential-vice presidential pairs. Vice President Yusuf Kala hoped that Jokowi can meet Prabowo in an effort to cool down public tension at the grassroots level. At present, the public seems to be in disunity following the victory declaration established by the two camps. The government all supports such reconciliation to soon achieve public harmony. Yusuf Kala further reiterated Islamic figures in the meeting agreed to carry out their organizational activities with the figures thought and implement moderate Islam in Indonesia. State-owned oil and gas holding company Pertamina plans to buy Airbus A400 aircraft to be operated by PT Pelita Air Service. State-owned enterprises SOE Ministry Undersecretary for Financial Survey and Consulting Services Gatot Trihargo did not reveal details on the plan, such as the number of aircraft to be purchased. As quoted by JakartaPost.com on Monday, the official said that Indonesia had used the Airbus A400 for natural disaster mitigation in the past. Gatot said that the rescue mission for the Palu earthquake could be implemented quickly because the Airbus A400 could land on the short runway yet carry a larger number of passengers than Hercules planes. With the new plans, the company could transport cargo to Papua as well as other remote regions. The official noted that the plane was expected to arrive this year or next year. He further said Pelita Air Service was expected to join a state-owned aviation holding company that was being prepared by the SOE Ministry. The government has issued a new regulation on incentives and facilities for investment in Indonesia's regions, provinces, cities, and regencies in an effort to boost economic growth across the country. Government Regulation No. 24/2019 on incentive and facilities for investment in regions was issued on April 2nd. The new regulation provides more details than the previous one, Government Regulation No. 45/2008. As stated by JakartaPost.com, the incentives could be in the form of a regional levy reduction or even exemption. The new regulation also offers incentives in the form of a soft loan for research and development or vocational training for micro, small, and medium enterprises and cooperatives. Article 6 of the updated regulation includes 13 points on facilities for investment, providing much more information than the previous regulation, which only included 5 points. In commemoration of Earth Day, Indonesian fashion brand Sejauh Mata Memandang or SMM held an exhibition and design installation in Plaza Indonesia, Jakarta. The event, dubbed Laut Kita or Our Ocean, highlighted the theme of plastic waste that mostly wash away to the ocean and damage the country's sea ecosystem. As stated by JakartaPost.com on Monday, April 22nd, SMM, in collaboration with Felix Cahyadi as the exhibition drafter and Gerakan Indonesia Diet Kantong Plastik or Plastic Bag Diet Movement, determined to educate the public on the worrying condition of plastic waste in the archipelago. The picture's QE installation show enormous plastic waste that could not be degraded for hundreds of years. SMM founder and creative director Citra Subiakto expressed her concern on the sea condition that might affect the life sustainability of the future generation. That's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our good program commentary. For today's topic is, it's time to save the earth from extinction. Indonesia is known as a country that has extraordinary natural wealth in form of flora and fauna. In fact, Some endangered species that are almost extinct are only found in Indonesian forests, such as orangutans in Kalimantan and Sumatran tigers in Sumatra. The population of these animals slowly decreases from time to time. Besides, the pastime of forests in Indonesia shrinks due to forest fires and deforestation. Indonesia is one of the countries that has extensive forests in the world. However, the forest shrinks. Data from the Minister of Environment and Forestry shows that in 2015, Indonesian forest area reached around 128 million hectares. But in 2017, this number decreased to around 125 million hectares. The shrinking animal population and forest area in Indonesia are interrelated. Orangutans and Sumatran tigers are slowly extinct due to the loss of the native habitat of these animals. This is the focus of the Earth Day, which is commemorated on April 22nd. Earth Day Network, EDN, is an organization that leads the commemoration of Earth Day around the world. It sets 2019 as the year Protect Our Species or the World. The Earth Day Network reveals that around 40% of 11,000 bird species has been officially declared extinct, and 75% of the total coral reefs on Earth are threatened. According to EDN, the theme Protect Our Species is chosen to highlight the fact that human activities are directly related to what is referred to by environmental reporter Elizabeth Colbert in her book The Sixth Extinction. In her book, Elizabeth Colbert describes the existence of mass extinctions caused by human activities. In a study report published in the Science Advances Journal, it was revealed that as many as 400 vertebrate species had become extinct since 1900. The number indicates an extinction rate that increased to 100 times faster than before. This happens due to environmental damage caused by human activities. Keeping the environment must begin by ourselves. By preserving the environment, at least, we come to make the Earth best home for all its inhabitants. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in history, we'll begin with April the 23rd, 1984. The virus that causes AIDS is discovered by a team of U.S. researchers. April the 21st, 1984, U.S. Minister of Health and Human Services Margaret Heckler announced that Dr. Robert Gallo and his colleagues at the National Cancer Institute have found the cause of AIDS, the retrovirus they labeled HDLV-3, and Heckler also announced the development of a diagnostic blood test to identify HDLV-3. I'll switch to April the 23rd, 1995. The World Book Day is established. In 1995, UNESCO held a general conference in Paris, which stipulated that April the 23rd was a memorial to World Book Day based on the celebration of La Diada de Sant Jordi in Catalunya, Spain, in the 15th century. The La Diada de Sant Jordi festival is synonymous with men who give roses to their lovers, and book traders began to influence the tradition of the celebration. Women began giving books to men only of roses she received. In addition, several well-known European authors were born and died on April 23rd. The commemoration of World Book Day is a form of appreciation between authors, publishers, distributors, book organizations and communities that work together to promote books to enhance the social cultural values of humanity. I'll conclude with April 23, 2007, Boris Yeltsin, the first Russian president, dies. Boris Nikolaevich Yeltsin was president of the Russian Federation from 1991 to 1999. The era of Yeltsin was a dramatic period in Russian history, a period marked by revolutionary political change, democracy, along with the existence of major political, economic, and social problems. In his time, he cut government budgets on a large scale with the aim of balancing state income and expenditure and borrowing funds from Western countries. As a result, Russia suffered a severe economic crisis in 1998. Worse than the Great Depression in Europe and America in the 1930s. He resigned as president on December 31, 1999 and was replaced by Vladimir Putin. Boris Nikolaevich Yeltsin passed away on April 23, 2007 due to heart failure. That was Today in History, from Indonesia to the world. Bercita rasa-rasa yang tak mampu diungkapkan kata-kata. Dengan beribu cara-cara kau selalu membuat ku bahagia. Kau adalah alasan dan jawaban atas semua pertanyaan. Inginkan hanyalah kau untuk selalu di sini, ada untukku.
Listener, that was the song entitled Pilihanku or My Choice Sangbai, Malik, and The Essentials. You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, I'd like to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, the topic of today is to enhance bilateral cooperation. The Minister of Foreign Affairs discusses diplomatic and service visa-free agreements. Consular Directorate of the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia initiated a meeting to discuss the diplomatic and service visa-free agreement, PBVDD, with the Regional Directorate of the Asia-Pacific and African Region, ASPASAF. The meeting is aimed at enhancing Indonesian bilateral cooperation with regional countries, especially to encourage strengthening cooperation in the economic field with countries in Asia-Pacific region and Africa. The website of kemlu.go.id reported that the meeting also involved officials from the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Political and Security Law and Agreement, Directorate of Harmonization of the Minister of Law and Human Rights, Directorate Traffic, Resident Permit and Immigration Status of the Directorate General of Immigration of the Minister of Law and Human Rights in focus group discussion on the agreement on diplomatic and service visa free. This meeting took place on 12 and 14 April 2019 in Tangerang, Banten. The discussion of the substance of the agreement on diplomatic and service visa free was very interactive, and it produced constructive recommendations for the Indonesian position with the countries in the ASPASAF region. The discussion of the diplomatic and service visa-free agreement will also be used to identify potential countries to establish the diplomatic and service visa-free agreement cooperation with Indonesia. Director of Law and Agreement of Politics and Security Affairs Ricky Suhendar and Consul Director of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Prasetyo Hadi, agreed to support the improvement of diplomatic and bilateral relations that had been intertwined with countries in the ASPASAF region, especially by increasing mutual visits between official and diplomat of the two countries. Active efforts are needed to establish the diplomatic service visa-free agreement and renew the validity period of the existing diplomatic service visa-free agreement. At the focus group discussion, cross-ministerial work units and institutions such as Directorate of Traffic Immigration and Directorate of Harmonization of Laws and Regulation of the Ministry of Law and Human Rights, all work units under the Director General of ASPASAF actively provided input on harmonizing data and mechanism. This forum was a follow-up of the activities that took place previously on 28 until 30 March 2019 and discussed the diplomatic service visa agreement in Americas and Europe. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Sama, tak seperti saat pertama. Aku bilang mungkin pikiranmu saja.
Kamu bilang ku tak peduli, tak seperti pertama kali. Aku bilang janganlah.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. That was the song entitled Satu Satunya, or You Are the Only One, sung by Hyphy. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, at frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, now we would like to present the next segment, Indonesian Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, let me take you to explore one of Indonesian foods called Chai Kue from West Kalimantan. Pontianak, the capital city of West Kalimantan province, is one of the main tourism destinations in Kalimantan Island. The city is renowned not only due to its natural beauty, but also its delectable cuisines which captivate culinary enthusiasts. You may have a bowl of spicy porridge for your breakfast when you travel there. There are also various snacks you can savor, for example, Chai Kue. Chai Kue is a type of culinary which resembles to dumpling, but its size is smaller and its wrappers are thinner, softer, and whiter. Chai Kue is one of the Peranakan cuisines of Pontianak, namely traditional culinary, which is influenced by Chinese culture. Chai Kue is made of rice flour and maizena or cornstarch. Firstly, form the dough into a ball. After that, we have to flatten the dough with a rolling pin and press the dough with a round cake mold to make the wrappers of Chai Kue. We can fill the wrappers with various toppings such as chives, bamboo sprout, chicken, beef, or scallops. After filling the wrappers, roll and press them tightly on their edges. To cook Chai Kue, steam the dough on a pan covered with banana leaves. Before steaming the dough, make sure to apply some coconut oil on the dough so the dough will not stick to the banana leaves. After we steam the Chai Kue, apply some garlic oil, which is made from the mixture of coconut oil and stir-fried garlic, on the Chai Kue. The Chai Kue can also be fried and roasted besides of being steamed. Usually, it is served with sambal jeruk or chili paste, which is incorporated with lime leaves, so the flavor is both spicy and quite sour. We can also dip the Chai Kue into the mixture of oyster sauce and fish sauce. Since it is the iconic culinary of Pontianak, it is very easy to find Chai Kue at food stores. The price of Chai Kue is also affordable. It approximately costs 10,000 rupiah to 15,000 rupiah per portion. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder about Chai Kue. See you on our next edition. Goodbye for now.
tengok kita, hey dia jeling mata. Aduh mas senyum lagi, amboi nona manis sekali. Hey dia tengok kita, hey dia jeling mata. Aduh mas senyum lagi, amboi nona manis sekali. Dia mengernyit, amboi ma aku dicubit. Siapa dia, oh putri remaja. Hey dia malu-malu balik selendang yang biru. Hey dia senyum padaku, itulah gadis impianku.
That was Putri Remaja, sung by Marshall. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, we would like to give you another information about interesting topic that happened in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian, a segment that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Overseas Broadcasting Station, with the Language Development and Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is menyewa sepeda. Menyewa sepeda, which means renting a bicycle. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on menyewa sepeda or renting a bicycle. Tony has parted ways with Joko. Tony is still walking around the Prambanan Temple area. He sees the place to rent a bicycle to get around the Prambanan Temple area by bicycle.
Saya mau menyewa sepeda.
Silakan Pak, mau berapa jam?
Berapa harga sewa per jamnya?
Rp40.000 saja.
Satu jam saja.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely menyewa sepeda. Menyewa sepeda, which means renting a bicycle. I will say the words two times and you may repeat after me. Sepeda. Sepeda, which means bicycle. Menyewa. Menyewa. To rent. Saya mau menyewa sepeda. Saya mau menyewa sepeda. I want to rent a bicycle. Mau berapa jam? Mau berapa jam? How many hours do you want? Berapa harga sewa per jamnya? Berapa harga sewa per jamnya? What is the rental price per hour? Satu jam saja. Just one hour. Mobil, cars. Motor, motorbike. Or motorcycle. Per hari, per day. Per bulan, per month. Rp500.000. 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 Tiga hari, 3 days. When you want to rent a vehicle, for example a bicycle, say, Saya mau menyewa sepeda, which means I want to rent a bicycle. You can change the word sepeda, which means bicycle, with mobil, which means car. Or you can change it to motor, which means motorbike or other types of vehicles. Vehicles are usually rented per hour, per day, or per month. To find out the rental price, ask berapa harga sewa per jamnya, which means what is the rental price per hour. If per day, berapa harga sewa per harinya, berapa harga sewa per harinya, which means what is the rental price per day. And if monthly, berapa harga sewa per bulannya? Berapa harga sewa per bulannya? Which means, what is the monthly rental price? After knowing the rent price, for example, Rp500.000, which means Rp500.000, then you can say, Saya akan sewa satu hari saja, which means, I will just rent for one day. Saya akan menyewa tiga hari, which means I will rent for 3 days. Before ending, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia, or mari berbahasa Indonesia today. For more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation once more.
Saya mau menyewa sepeda.
Silakan Pak, mau berapa jam?
Berapa harga sewa per jamnya?
Rp40.000 saja.
1 jam saja.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa.
Bahwa kau selalu sendu aku. takkan pernah tahu,
takkan pernah tahu.
Jika kamu tak akan mau memberiku cara untuk menenteramkan hati. Yeah.
Oh Tuhan, tentulah dia berdiri dan juga memperbaiki hatinya yang
sedih.
Mohon Tuhan, berilah kasih sayang, biarkanlah dia pulang dan tersenyum lagi.
Dia berdiri dan juga memperbaiki hatinya yang
sedih. Mohon Tuhan, beri dia kasih sayang, biarkanlah dia pulang
dan tersenyum lagi.
Oh Tuhan, dia berdiri dan juga memperbaiki hatinya yang
sedih.
Thank you very much for still listening to our program. That was the song entitled Tersenyum Lagi or Smiling Again, sung by Abi Rama. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we would like to give you information about music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today I would present you a Malay song entitled Pak Ketipak Ketipung. The song entitled Pak Ketipak Ketipung, or also known as Rentak 106, is sung by Jai Wijayanto. The song tells about advices of living a good life. The song, which consists of poems, is the traditional song of Malay ethnicity in Riau. It is often performed in traditional ceremonies, for example, wedding ceremony, to entertain guests. The song Pak Ketipak Ketipung has been covered by a number of singers with different versions. The version sung by Jai Wijayanto is only accompanied by accordion and gendang, or a type of percussion instrument. Well, listener, let's listen to Pak Ketipak Ketipung sung by Jai Wijayanto. We hope you enjoy the song.
Siapa tahu kolam di dusun deh airnya penuh, hujanlah rintik mendung berlalu. Senjata racun deh tiara membunuh, cinta yang murni dibawa mati.
Pak ketipung
suara gendang bertalu-talu,
sentak hati bingung
dalam hati siapa tahu. Suara gendang bertalu-talu,
serentak hati bingung
dalam hati siapa tahu.
suka deh makan ketimun. Ketimun itu banyak getahnya. Janganlah suka deh duduk melambun. Melambun itu banyak susahnya. Seberang kalau adik suka temberang, suara gendang dari seberang kalau adik suka temberang. Kolam di dusun deh airnya penuh, hujan lah rintik mendung berlalu. Senjata racun deh tiara membunuh, cinta yang murni bawa mati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kamu
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you very much to listen to English program. Next, we will give you another interesting information. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, you can give your like and comment on our social media, like our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and email VOI@vinews.id.